Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Loans Can Be Fun podcast.
Yep.
We're joined again by Dr. John Clayton. And before we get started, I just want to let you guys all know that on our website, loanscanbefun.com, you can find all of our podcast episodes, as well as contact information for everyone on our podcast and some
others. Have a big resource page on the website, so you can find people there. So if you ever need anything.
Yeah, we're not just... in loans. We're helpful in life.
We're helpful in life.
Life can be fun, not just loans. Can be fun.
Exactly. That was good.
Like loans are fun for you guys, not for me. So
I tell people loans can be fun. Like, what is it? Loans can be fun. Doesn't mean yours is going to be.
Yours is going to be, but we'll try our best.
Yeah.
We'll give you cavities.
With we give candy. We try to like lessen the blow of having to get a mortgage.
That's how loans are fun.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Lessen the blow. I would take a mortgage loan over a student loan any day. So.
Yes, true.
Yeah.
Except there's so much more on the mortgage loans.
But unless you go people to law school. People don't say they're gonna forgive your mortgage and then
They haven't forgiven. They haven't forgiven student loans truly. So
that would be pretty annoying. Kind of back.
Okay, well, I think they should go back and forgive my student loan that I already paid off by working.
That's the question I think people get is like, if I worked hard and paid it off, what's the point?
You know? Well, so I had a roommate in college that she got her degree in modern dance, and she had student loans. Like, are you gonna pay that off? I mean, she was a great dancer, beautiful, but that's not a career.
Exactly.
And so, for most people, I should say.
Like, because it's not like cheerleading.
No, and she didn't.
Like, not that there's anything wrong with that, but
she just went into like a government job and whatever, but it's like she had student loans, but it's like you still have to pay that back.
What would you use that degree for?
You wouldn't.
Like, what type of dance?
Modern, but you wouldn't. That's my point. It's a useless degree. I'm sorry if that's your major and things like that.
Yeah, I know people in those situations, though, sometimes if they know that they can't go in or like they can't pay it off or they won't be able to pay it off, they'll look for some kind of like service type orientation, and then they'll use that and they actually will forgive that loan by doing service for so many years through a certain company or environment.
I guess it's my sister-in-law, so she does like music therapy.
Mm.
And so her degree, she's very qualified, like lots of degrees, but like, she does music therapy and things like that.
You're feeling anxious. Listen to this heavy metal.
Crazy thing is is actually what makes me feel better.
My best friend growing up, that's his calming music.
It's the weirdest thing, because like if I had a really hard day, I go and blast My Chemical Romance, Helena, and I just rock out.
That's not heavy metal.
No, but it's like he's yelling and it's like fast and it's like intense. Yeah, we're not really.
Either you yell or they yell, right?
Yeah. So. Exactly.
Or you can yell together.
Yeah, there you go.
To a melody.
Oh, okay.
There we go. Music therapy.
Should we talk about John?
No, talk about you guys.
This is why we call it loans can be fun. It should be like loans are a mess. No.
Loans can be fun.
So we've brought John in again because we wanted to talk to him a little bit more. There was just not enough time in that last podcast to cover everything. So
he looks really good on camera.
And he looks really good in all his yellow. And his car is out in our parking lot and it's yellow.
We'll show that at the end, I guess, right?
It's awesome. Yeah, I was actually like, we need to take a video of that and put that on the end.
Yeah.
He drives a Supra, you guys, a Supra chiropractic. Why do most people come to you? Pain, right?
Yeah, mostly pain. That's what typically it's people that can't handle the pain. Like, no offense, but they can't handle the pain
enough.
And they've thought it would go away. And typically, most pain does go away.
Right.
So they just need some intervention to help with that pain.
What do you say to people who are 45 and they get hurt doing nothing and the pain lasts for 6 months?
You dealt with it for that long. Why did you not come in sooner? But it's typical, though, because people live busy lives and they've got everything else to go in for them that they need to do in their schedule and daily life at work.
I'll literally have like tendonitis for like 6 months for no good reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's so common, though.
Yeah.
And that's where you have to really look into their life and just say, hey,
what's causing that?
Yeah. What's causing this? But then also, like, let's get you better as fast as possible because you need to go back to your life. You shouldn't then revert your life to chiropractic. Because your tendonitis is going to now take over your life, and that's most important versus your family and your work, right?
Would you say most people come in for neck pain or back pain or both? Like, what's the
typically, biggest? Typically, I talked to the coach that I work with, and he just said, if you could name your practice on the pain you treat, you should name it Neck and Back Pain Clinic.
Yeah.
Literally. Because that's what most people Google is, I have neck pain. Who do I go to? I have low back pain. Who do I go to?
Makes sense.
So one thing that I have experienced myself, but also heard, is I feel like in the world of chiropractors and normal people viewing chiropractors, normal right? People. They either absolutely love and swear by them, mm-hmm. or they think that's just a fraud. Like yeah. they're just not wanting just your money. Quacks. So,
yep.
What do you say?
What do you say to that? Like how? How do you prove that you're not just a fraud? I guess. Like I don't think you are.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like.
No, exactly.
How do you do that?
I think some of the things to address. I think we talked about it a little bit last time, but the answering the questions right off the bat of like, you know, how much. Can you help me with whatever problem they're facing? How much money is it going to cost? And then how much time is it going to take to fix that? By addressing those like right up front, and typically that's why I tell people, I'm like, if you come in one visit, like when you came in, it's like, you come in one time and then don't come back unless you need it, right?
Right.
And so I think ultimately you don't want to waste people's time. And I think it's where a lot of chiropractors go wrong is people come in, they're like, great. Like I had a patient come in, they're like, I heard that if I come here, you're going to put me on a care plan and I'm going to have to keep coming back, you know, 2 times a week, 3 times a week for X amount of time to see resolution. I'm like, oh. That's a joke.
See, but I think that is what most, in my experience, like 99% is that's what most chiropractic offices do. So my dad was an orthopedic surgeon growing up.
Yeah.
And growing up, that was his complaint about most chiropractors is they're not actually fixing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're just basically getting somebody to keep paying money every single week and feel good for a day or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do they do like the wrong thing?
And that's like where on purpose? That's where you
or like.
That's the question not. Because you don't really know. Either. And so I think the generalization that I've kind of come to is that when you adjust somebody, nobody has different bones than anybody else technically, right? You all have the same bone structure, bone types, same amount of bones typically in your body. And so if you just say, hey, I'm going to kind of do the same routine over the body every time, that's what I think where you can go wrong is that if you walk into a chiropractor, and typically people pay attention to this, if they've gone so many times and they just feel like, I got the same adjustment every single time and I didn't get better, it obviously didn't work. And it's like, well, that's why you do different things or check different areas, right?
Well, okay. And I know when you and I've talked before, you know, you've kind of talked about, well, what's causing it? And maybe you have to strengthen a certain part of the body.
Yeah.
Maybe it's pulling too hard one way or the other. Like.
Breathing differently.
He told me to breathe through my fat belly rather than my lungs.
I didn't say fat. Breathe through your belly. I said breathe through your belly.
Yeah, but you know, like different things that cause pain in the body, or a lot of times, would you say things are because of imbalance in muscles?
Yeah, to a degree.
Yeah. I know that for me, I sit at a desk every day like this, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like, I need to like bring my shoulders back. And
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I think so. Yeah, there's I'd say let's just break it down into like maybe three categories. So you've got like the nervous system or like your nerves, right? Yeah. And then you've got the musculoskeletal, or so the muscles and the skeleton together.
Yeah.
And then you've got, or you could even just let's just break those down even into two different ones: muscles and then skeleton. It's like I can work on the skeleton, right? Like when I adjust, I'm adjusting the bones that connect or the joints that connect the bones together.
Yeah.
And then there's muscles that hook onto those joints or around those joints. And there's also nerves that run around through the muscles, into the muscles, out of the muscles. Yeah. And so if you're just addressing one piece of the pie, you're not really going to get all the resolution unless you bring in all the different pieces together. And if you don't address all the pieces, you've got to refer
out. I don't know if the word's holistic or like it needs to be all encompassing.
Yeah, the whole picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so,
instead of just being stuck into a routine.
Well, I mean, a lot of these places, you go in and they just pop you from what I understand. And like you're in and out. Thanks for cracking my neck for me.
Not a lot of education in there. And that's where I think more chiropractors need to do better in is that addressing an issue, but also addressing parts that they don't necessarily fix or they won't fix, right?
Yeah, I think being upfront is probably like one of the best things you can do is, hey, this is probably never going away completely.
Yeah.
But can we make it manageable? Sure.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I hate the, hey, this is probably going to take you 6 months of coming in twice a week and you're still going to, hate your problem. Life or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think too, the more that people like me, we kind of address that and we kind of call it out almost of like, you don't need, you shouldn't have to go into that kind of treatment protocol, and you should be able to give chiropractic a trial period or just try it even one time and just see. And I think doctors need to, or the chiropractors need to understand that you've got one shot to work on this patient, make it worth it for them.
Right.
And then, help change their mind and educate them. So they want to come back, not because right. they're forced to or they're scared about what condition you presented them with, that they feel like now they have to come back because you scared them to death. They have, you know, their curve in their back is too big or too right. small, and you're going to change that curvature. Just educate them on how to help themselves
right.
and not scare them or use scare tactics so that it promotes them to live a better life or it encourages them or it empowers them.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a good word.
About their body.
Yeah. Right? So this is kind of, I don't know how to phrase this exactly. So there's a lot of chiropractors that kind of get into some alternative medicine type things. Mm-hmm. Does your office have any of that kind of stuff? Like there's one office that deals with like removing allergies.
Yeah.
And other things like that, which I think works for some people, but it's also kind of it's not Western medicine.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you can see, feel, touch, whatever.
Yeah. And I think that's where a lot of chiropractors need to be more vocal, or maybe it's on their website. Maybe it's, you know, somewhere out there where you educate people based on what you do. And if it falls under a specialty, that's kind of the terminology I'd like to use nowadays. And that's how I phrase my stuff that I do is I've got alternative things in my office that I consider specialties that they don't necessarily apply to everybody,
right.
but those who need it will
be able to find
them,
it.
Right.
Yeah.
So yes, allergies is one of those things. And I think it does fall under the specialties. As long as that person is specialized or they have a certification in that, the one under chiropractic that I believe there may be more, but it's NAET.
Yep.
Is
I've
that
done
one.
It before.
Yeah. So there's that one. I think that's probably your best protocol for allergies. Yeah. So if you,
it's such a, like to me, I call it voodoo magic.
It's cool
because it doesn't like, you would be like, that should never work.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've seen it work.
Yep.
I've also seen it not work, but you know, or like it wears off or whatever.
Yeah.
But it definitely, I've seen enough people that have eliminated allergies.
Yeah. Yeah.
That you just go, what?
And that's the thing too, is when it comes to certain things like that, like I'm not certified in the NAET stuff, and I'm not certified in like hardcore neurology either. So whenever someone comes in, they say, I have allergies. And it's like, hey, I can do this, this, and this. I can do dry needling. Yeah. I can do your sinus area. You know, potentially I may even do that balloon technique where you go up and open up the sinuses from inside your head and stuff. But then again, it's like, I'm not the NAET guy.
Right.
I will refer out for that.
Right. Right.
I have no problem with that.
Right. Well, and I've never heard of other chiropractors doing the dry needling. Like, I mean, but I'm not like into, I haven't done that much. Like you're the first chiropractor
your business you focus on.
Yeah. Ever visit, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but like I just referred a patient that came in, they came in with the spasm part of, it was their eyelid. There's a spasm in the eyelid.
Oh man.
And it
just wouldn't go away.
Yeah. And it's been going on for 2 years now to the point where if they're driving their vehicle for work, their eyelids want to shut. And so I'm like, there's certain terrible. Things where I can draw the connections to, you know, cranial nerves, to different brain neurology.
Yeah.
But I'm not a specialist there. And so I adjusted the patient. I educated him. But then I contacted a clinic in Ogden.
Yeah.
And I said, hey,
do you guys do that?
This is something that I feel would be more in your wheelhouse. Can I give you the information and then send this patient to you as a referral? Because at the end of the day, it's like, can you help that person or can you take their money? I'd rather help them rather than just sit there and take their money.
Well, I think if you focus on doing the right thing for people, it takes care of itself. And that's kind of what we've always done at Loans Can Be Fun, where it's like, there's time where we've had to eat it on certain loans. It wasn't our fault necessarily.
Yeah.
But it also wasn't the client. Well, there's times. But you know what I'm saying? But it wasn't, the client shouldn't be the one that suffers.
Yeah.
And so we always try to do right by them. And it's the same thing with you, where it's like, if you're not going to be able to help them, then let's get them where they can get help.
And we have like a, we'll tell you if we can meet or beat this price, and we'll be the first ones to tell you.
Like, run. That's a good
go.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
lock that
you
in
can't
today. If they'll
that.
Tell you, they'll do that. Go lock seriously. It right now.
Like, I think that's good just business practice in general, because I think that's where, I mean, in our realm, we call them raving fans, but like, that's where lifelong customers come from.
Yep.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is when they know that their interest. Maybe
well,
not
if they know they don't have to go to him 40 times to address an issue because he told them that up front, you know, that for me, if people will just be up front on things, I am golden.
Yeah.
But it's the, oh, you need 6 more months of this or whatever. Yeah. Like, nope.
Well, I think,
or if you do, tell me why.
Yeah.
Explain it.
Yeah. When I think too, it's like in any industry, even like in loans, if you brought someone in, you said, hey, I'll give you a 5% loan right now.
I wish they could do that.
Yeah, it's like, you couldn't do that. And someone, like, it's a form of lying, right?
So yeah, with bait and switch. Yeah. And that's ridiculous. And so we don't ever do that.
That's I think, where some, I've seen also in some cases within chiropractic, is that someone will, they'll throw out a generalization statement that's almost a promise. And so to me, when anyone says, like, there was one that came up that this person is like, I have low back pain. It was a disc injury. And so I reviewed it with them yesterday, but I was like, I don't want to do anything until we look at your MRIs and I educate you based on what your MRIs say. When we sat down and talked about stuff, we looked at the MRIs. And then, but from that Facebook post, when I went back through the comments, it was a little bit disturbing or annoying, I guess, for a chiropractor was basically like, it was like, no commitment, forever relief, and then like, little out of pocket expense or something like that. Like, and it's just like, you don't know that. You can't, why would you tell someone or incentivize that for someone to come in? But if they
somebody
came in,
somebody you haven't even evaluated.
Exactly. Yeah. And so it was really frustrating.
I would call that person out online.
Yeah. And so it was really frustrating because it's like, why would you say that? Or why would you do that? And I've gotten to the point too, where if someone comes in with a diagnosis or something, I almost want to say, call that doctor and say, are you willing to put your license on the line for that? Because I'm going to call BS on that, right? Yep. Because ultimately, your job, no one's perfect, and we're doing a practice, but make sure you're doing everything you can to help people. And I don't know. In the end,
do
it's
chiropractors
like,
have to do that Hippocratic Oath thing too when you go to school? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, well, do you know harm? What
that is? Yes.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. So. And that's, but I think too, it's like, we are probably one of, I'd say, as far as like harming patients, as far as injuries go, we are one of the least out there. But I think the damage is done in our reputation and how we communicate. That's where the harm, I think, is done nowadays. And I think if we were to say, let's expand the Hippocratic Oath, does that involve that? Or are we just only referring to malpractice as far as injuring people that way?
Right.
You know, but yeah. That's a conversation for another time,
so,
I'm sure.
With let's just say, on average, most people that come into you, how many sessions do you think you do with them in order to get them? And I know this is a blanket statement, but like, how many sessions is typical for somebody that comes to your office?
Most patients, I will see them one, maybe two times. And
it's 'cause they don't like
it'll
you,
be
is
that
it?
Well, probably, honestly. No. Who knows?
No.
Well, and that was scary at first, but I would see
it's
patients.
You did a good job.
And yeah, we'd spend a good amount of time working on them. Like, it's a minimum of 30 minutes. I'm working on a new patient.
Yeah.
But even if I have time, like if I look at my schedule and it's like, hey, you got another 15 minutes, I will take that 15 minutes with that patient rather than just sit there and like be on my phone.
Right.
I'd rather take that time to educate that patient if I have it to be with them. And so, like I said, most people, it's literally one visit.
Well, you have a lot of good reviews, too.
Yeah, yeah. And that's part of it, too, is people will read those and they'll go, holy crap, this guy saw me one time and I was out of pain. I was educated on how to keep myself out of pain. And I do those therapies at home and I'm good, right?
Yeah.
And that's where people really get drawn in. And so I would say, honestly, most people I see on average of my new patients, one, maybe two times.
And then if they have another injury or something.
Yeah, they come back in. But there was a guy that came in, and it's like, holy crap, like, when was the last time I saw you? And he goes, last year. I'm like, that was your first visit, right? And he goes, yeah. And I was like, and he's like, I've been good until then. And my wife just finally convinced me, like, hey, let's go in together because I need an adjustment. You might as well just do a little yearly tune-up as well, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd see some patients once a year.
So you really have to find lots of new patients all the time just because you don't drag it out like everybody else does.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say everybody.
But. Yeah. Well, a lot of them, yeah. So, and that's the cool part is it's like I'd rather bring in new cases and new problems. So I'm always learning and I'm always staying fresh on it versus like the typical I threw my back out kind of thing.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, issue. So, and it is nice too because I feel like when you see the same people over and over again, to a point for me, it's very redundant.
Yeah.
Like a car accident case where you see someone, you have to see someone on to a reasonable degree because the car insurance, if they don't see that someone's injured and they're not coming in frequently, they don't justify paying for the care. And so that's the only time where I've had to tell people like,
you need
because
to come
the insurance dictates, like if you truly have an injury, you would be in a clinic often, whether it's at a physical therapist, a chiropractor, whatever it is. And so that's the only time where I tell people, not because I have to, but because the insurance, you know, says that this is how it works, and for them
this
to pay
is how
for you,
injured you are.
Yeah, then you have then that has to be you know, proven, right?
Right.
And so to me, and it makes me look better too, if it's like someone's coming in for an injury, if they got better after one visit, yeah, that's cool for me.
But their lawsuit doesn't.
But yeah, look their insurance doesn't say, you truly weren't injured then, so we're not going to pay for this. So there is that weird line too. That's why there is a lot more education with car accident cases. And I definitely think that there's more room to grow in that area for me as far as educating patients. Like it took me about 2 hours I took my lunch yesterday to see a car accident patient who was in a minor collision, had seen another chiropractor. The chiropractor downplayed because it was someone backed into them when they were parked.
Yeah.
The chiropractor downplayed it because he's like, that's not an injury. You were just backed into from a car. And I was like, but if you actually did the research, people in lower, like 15 miles an hour in lower crashes have ligament damage versus like muscle, bone, that kind of damage. And so ligament damage takes longer to heal from.
Absolutely.
Than it does with
the other ones. That's why I'd rather break a leg than like roll my ankle.
Exactly.
They heal better.
So, so in the end, more people.
Driver's like, I wouldn't.
Yeah, seriously. You'd be in a cast or
no, but like sprains, like ligaments being injured,
I'm learning.
They take a long time to heal.
Yeah.
Whereas the bone, it's like, okay. I mean, they still take a while, but like I have an ankle injury from high school that still bugs me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I tore the ligaments to no end. But you know, it's that kind of thing. But yeah, people that get in car accidents, some of them can be so bad, the injuries. But I remember in elementary school, they actually had this thing where they had us sit in these seats and a 5-mile-an-hour stop. Just no how way. That felt. It was, I mean, impressive how much even 5 miles an hour kind of like,
yeah, it hits you good.
Stopping like dead like that was, and if you have them coming together at the same time at different speeds, it like compounds it. It's exponential.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
It's a big math problem where... It's not just 5 and 5. It's like,
I don't do the math portion of it. So,
It's something.
Tell me the number, and that's what goes. And you'll that's fix what it, goes. Yeah. Written,
no, because I've actually seen those where it's like when two things hit at the going a certain speed. It's not it's the combined speed essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get pretty jacked up in car accidents.
Oh yeah,
because my husband got rear-ended. You know, he's full stop, whatever, and got rear-ended, and he had back issues for a long time that we didn't really. Realize, hey, like this was from the accident, but it was. I mean, we recognized that's probably from that, but he probably should have been getting some help and didn't. But
And usually you don't think about it in the moment because I think most people in that situation, just like anything else that happens to you in the world nowadays, your first reaction, especially in Utah, is to say, I'm fine, right?
Right.
Mental health, anything like that. If you ever any issue at all in the world right now,
we're fine. Everything's
I'm
fine.
I'm fine. You know, and it's not.
Fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah, it's not true. And so most people will downplay what happens in.
Well, they don't want to be an ambulance chaser.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Guess what? There really are times. Like I ended up having to take him to the hospital that night because he couldn't remember my phone number.
No way.
You know, so he'd like gotten rocked.
So yeah, he's got
You know, he, has, like, he didn't think he thought TBI he was fine
or something. Like
yeah,
that,
he thought he was fine, and he was he just had a little concussion.
Yeah.
But it's like he didn't even know he'd hit his head.
Wow.
Type of deal, and I was like, okay, we're going, we're heading in there. But so people don't always realize how bad it can be with a car accident. And
Yeah.
So well, that doctor dismissed the patient and was like, "That you're not that hurt."
Who was a chiropractor? He's like, I don't think you could have been injured. And I was like, but I asked
who
her,
were you to say
when you were hit in that accident, like, what position? Like, that's a big question.
Yeah.
What body position were you in? And she's like, oh, me and my boyfriend were turned and talking to her like this.
Oh, ouch.
And I was like, you literally take impact from the side at that point.
That's bad.
With rotation through your whole entire spine, and then your head is turned, and so your whole entire skull is going to go like that and shift over. Like, you're way messed up now.
Yeah.
And so, in the end, it's like, you got to look at the whole picture of it. But there are some situations where people do milk some symptoms and stuff. And so you do have to be aware of that too.
Right.
You know? So they actually do teach you tests like that in chiropractic school.
How to like test for if they're actually hurt.
They're called malingering tests.
Really?
So if you like, you can check for people because if they're like, oh, everything hurts, you know, and then you can do different tests to find out if they're lying or not. But you would hope that people aren't doing that.
Right. But there are people who would.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
I know one.
Yeah. Trevor.
No, it's not Trevor. No, it's not Trevor.
I'm the epitome of the I'm fine.
I hit Trevor with a corner of a bucket that was sharp, and I split his eyebrow open at a restaurant. He leaned over right as I was lifting this thing up.
My chair, and she was moving it.
No.
Dunk. And then, I mean, it wasn't a huge.
No, thing. But I was like, oh, I'm fine. And then they're like, you're bleeding.
Like, oh, is it getting hot in here or something? Yeah. Like, it's like sweaty.
We're like, okay. So then, I think I had to do like a workers' comp thing, or I told him that you needed to, or something. Or was
that was the dog bite.
He got bit by somebody's dog went to visit him.
It was a little puppy, and they were like hurting me. I was leaving, and they're like
on my ankle. Nipped him on the back of his ankle.
Get out of here. Whoa. But I had to call, and they had to do like this whole workers' comp thing. Did you go to the doctor? Did you bleed? I'm like, no.
But I was like, I probably need to do that because I don't want to, like...
puppy. Like, yeah. It was like an Australian Shepherd puppy.
He was trying to tell him, like, this is where you go.
Like, go. Keep going out.
No way. That's when you just react like a horse and just kick back. Boom. See ya.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, the dog should have had more manners. Like, yes, I get it. But like, it wasn't like a...
Did you go to the chiropractor after that? After you threw your back out when it bit your leg and you're like...
I've never been to the chiropractor.
Trevor's like scared.
Yeah.
I've been scared too.
Popping my knuckles. Like, I hate popping anything.
Yeah.
So my kids are like, you know, like Rice Krispies. Like, stop. My oldest is like always like just turning his head where I'm like, that thing's going to fall off one of these times if you keep twisting it like that.
I really need to get my wife in to see you because even 2 days ago, she's like, I messed up my neck.
Why hasn't she gone? We talked about it.
I know. I don't.
That's when you just set up the appointment. And
I got you an appointment with John. He's waiting for you.
Should.
Do dry needling for me, tell her with love from Allison.
She would.
Yeah. It didn't hurt. Like, to me, that was not that bad. Yeah, it was uncomfortable, but it wasn't bad.
That woman's pain tolerance is insane.
Is it?
Like, I'm like, ow, and she's like, what?
Really?
Yeah, she's insane.
I don't know if I'm tough or not. I think in some ways I am, in other ways I'm a total, like...
I am
a wimp. I think we all are like that.
I'm 100% a wimp.
Huh. Like, I hated having babies, but I was induced.
Yeah.
And so...
And you had the
I had a biopsy. Epidural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a biopsy right here and almost passed out.
While they were doing it?
While they were trying to stitch me up. I couldn't feel anything. I totally, logically, I'm like, this is totally fine. I'm like.
My husband passes out when he gives blood.
Like, what? Really?
Mm-hmm. Like his body just goes, I just lost too much. It's time to die.
No way.
Oh, I'm a wimp.
And he's not like, he's given plasma. He has this freaking scar on his arm from giving plasma so much. But, like, they take his blood and his body just, like, constricts and, like, knocks him out.
No way.
Nice. And, like, my oldest son, when he had blood drawn, he went to get up really fast. And then he was like, oh, I feel very good. And we sit down and he, like, goes white. And he's like, I'm going to throw up. And we're doing the whole shock treatment. And Griffin, my youngest, handled it like a champ. So we're good there.
We are derailing like crazy today.
I know, but I figure we have a lot of stuff, so we just have to bring it back to
I do think donating blood though, like every time I've done it, it's like I do feel it afterwards, and I feel like I get sick afterwards because it's like I just lost blood and my immune system's a little bit more compromised, so I always feel like I get like a little cold after or something.
Interesting.
So,
yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. It's like for his body, it thinks it's losing too much blood, and he passes out. It's not because he's scared of the needle. His body just goes, he almost passed out when I was having a baby and they did the epidural.
Those are intense.
That was the worst thing to watch.
Well, and I think that's what happened is I don't see the needle. I don't know what's going on. But I'm having a contraction as they're putting the needle in. And so I'm like closing my eyes and I open my eyes and his pupils are like this big. And I was like, are you okay? And he's like, like he couldn't even
catch
talk.
Catch him.
I was like, he's going to pass out. Grab him, you know, so they get him over to the couch. And
man.
But he was like.
For our second kid, when they did the epidural, they hit a nerve.
Oh, I had that. It hurt.
I've never seen my wife in that much pain.
Yeah.
And it was like sudden and jerky. And I'm just like.
Yeah.
No way.
I had it where they hit something, right? And, you know, makes you kind of go like that. They're like, hold still. I'm like, you freaking just like stabbed something in my spine into a nerve ending. Like, whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so let's bring it back to.
You're good.
Okay, so, John, what is the best way for people to get in touch with you and like set up an appointment or whatever?
Yeah. So, from my website, there is a link. Like, as soon as you click on my website, it has a prompt that just says schedule your first appointment or if you're a new patient or just. You know, if you click off of that one, there's another one right below that that just says, you know, click to schedule. So you just go on that.
What's your website?
Superchiropractic.com.
Okay.
Super easy.
You can also find it at loansgivemefun.com.
Yes, it will be on our website in the resources. You
link to the book now, I think, thing on there too. So, or at least the link to the website. So, so you just go on there and then just select which one applies to you. If you're a first patient, pick the red one. It's a new patient visit. If you just need an adjustment after you've already been a patient there, you just click on the yellow one. Just remember, yellow is the most common one that people pick. And then if you need specialty stuff, it's either blue or purple. So, but if nothing makes sense and you don't understand, you just call, I explain it to you, or you can, you know, message me on social media.
And John does a lot on YouTube as well. So you can actually see the procedures he does on people. So if you're nervous,
it's linked on his website.
Yeah. And it is, it does show more of the intense side of what I do, because it shows how I'm different from other chiropractors. But then I can always tell you, like, hey, I'm not going to do that on you the first time. We're just more there to address different issues. But
And he's totally fishing for views, you know, because more intense.
Yeah, you know, I wear those, you know, low-cut shirts, you know, so, which I...
As you should.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I need to find...
He's an influencer.
Yeah, bald people are not really high on the list of people that, you know, they're sought after. So
whatever.
Videos.
I think Ed Harris, man.
Yeah, Bruce Willis.
Of course, younger Ed Harris. Now he just
Dwayne
looks like the guy
Rock
from
Johnson.
True.
He just looks
true.
Like the guy from Poltergeist now, the scary old man.
Cool. There's a lot of bald people. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
They
Vin Diesel, have you
head.
Seen it with hair? He's like weird looking with hair.
Yeah, it was like curly too.
It's like creepy.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that not his real name?
Oh, I'm sure it's not. Who would name him Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
No, I think he
changed. Well, what's the origin of Diesel? Is that from Poland? Like, it's not.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
It's a cool theater stage name.
Doesn't Nick Cannon, one of his like 12 kids, have a really weird name?
Probably.
Like December or something?
Anyway. A really weird name.
Or like Elon Musk's kid.
Why is April an okay name but December's not?
It's too
ask
long.
Yourself that question. And Summer? Summer Wheatley, I just thought of that.
My niece's name Summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're super grateful for you to come back. Yeah. And you know, if you ever want to come back again. You know, we're always open to learning more.
Absolutely.
But again, everyone, please check him out. Go get adjusted if you need to.
Yeah, I mean, I went and did it just because I'd never done it, and he was part of our networking group. So I was like, well, this will be our one-on-one.
There we go.
And he popped everything. I have no idea. I had no idea like certain things were joints. But and I had him do dry needling in my shoulder where I always have trouble, and that was kind of an interesting thing. It didn't hurt, like, I mean, obviously it was a needle.
Yep.
But it really wasn't. It was just kind of a weird sensation, but like it seems to bring blood to that area and things like that. So anyway, get in touch with him. Again, you can find him on his website, Super Chiropractic.
Yep.
And he also has YouTube, and then you can also find him on the Loans Can Be Fun resource page.
Yep.
But
and
thanks
he has
for coming.
Links to all of his social media as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for having me.
So really, go to Loans Can Be Fun to find John.
Easiest way, right?
Use the middleman.
It's probably the first link on this anyway. So.
And we don't get anything for that. Just FYI, guys.
Exactly. So
we just like to have good people for
you
to talk
to. Use the middleman.
Use the middleman. The Loans Can Be Fun
this time.
Exactly.
Thanks for coming, John.
Yeah. Thank you.